Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Valentine's Day. I am so happy that you guys are here. Thank you, thank you, thank you for waking up and joining me on another Monday, another week. We are in the midst of February. We're in the middle of February, y'all. Crazy, mind-blowing, but happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. If you don't have a Valentine, then I'll be your Valentine. But good morning. My name is Brittany, for those of you guys who are new. And in today's live, we are going to talk about, of course, love, but not just, you know, the romanticized love that the world shows us, right? We're going to talk about self-love. We're going to talk about love, how we should express love to one another in a friendly, non-romantic way. We'll also hit on a little romantic love. And then the most important love is the love that we have with God. So thank you for being here today. I'm super excited. And don't forget to leave the comments. I'm about to do the morning shout outs. And I have to do the book giveaway announcer because we did not announce the book on Friday. And every single Friday, we do a book giveaway. So this month we were reading The Four Agreements. So here's all you have to do to enter into each book giveaway each week is follow this, subscribe to this YouTube channel. Go ahead and give this video a thumbs up. Then you're going to go to my Instagram, which is linked right here. And in the bio is where you enter the giveaway. It's really, really quick, really simple, easy. Once you enter one time, you're good to go. And that's that. And if anytime you win a book that has already been maybe you already have, say if you win the Four Agreements, you already have it, I will switch out the book there. So after I do the morning shout outs and we do the morning prayer, then I will announce last week's book giveaway winner, and then we will jump into the topic. So going to my people, thank y'all for showing up all the time. Let's see, here we go. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Sherelle. Happy Valentine's Day, She Amber. Good morning, such a lady. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Sherelle. Watching the day in the life and shares. Give it all. Thank you. And then good morning, MJ. Good morning. Good morning from the Philippines. Okay. So I have international viewers. So I want to say good afternoon, good evening, and good night. What time is it in the Philippines? That is crazy that I have so many international watchers. So thank you guys for being here. So whatever time you're watching this, I hope this brings you a little bit of joy, a little bit of motivation for your day. You guys are awesome. And yes, I uploaded a day in my life. So if you guys want to see the behind the scenes of what happens before and after these live streams, then check that video out. It is on my YouTube channel. So good morning. So thank you for that, Sherelle. And good morning, Destiny. I really, really appreciate it. Okay, so I'm going to announce. Okay, let's do the prayer. And then we're going to announce today's giveaway. It's 6 a.m. It's 6:50 on the West Coast. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for being here. So we're going to do the morning prayer, and then we're going to get jumped straight into the book giveaway and then the topic of the day. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up today. Thank you for allowing us to grace this planet with purpose one more day. Give us the strength to get through any obstacles. Give us the discernment to make the right decisions that we need to be on our path, and bless us with the vision that we can manifest in order to make our dreams come true in your eyes and in your sight. And all these things I ask in your darling son Jesus' name, I pray, amen. And if you are not religious or spiritual, it's okay. No worries. You're still welcome. But I just prayed for you anyway, if that's okay. 9 p.m. in the Philippines. Oh my gosh. Thank you. So MJ, so you've been watching me since 2019. I really appreciate that, MJ. Thank you so much. So you guys, the drum roll for last week's book giveaway is She Amber. She Amber, you have won the Four Agreements. Thank you so much for being an awesome supporter. And you just show up and you're amazing. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, KB. But congratulations. Congratulations, She Amber. Congratulations. So all you have to do is DM me your address and I will pop your book right in the mail. Good morning. All right, y'all. So we're going to jump in the comments. No problem. I mean, not the comments. Y'all, it's Monday. It's a little long, so we're going to roll together. Okay. We're going to roll together. I got my coffee. Long weekend. The Super Bowl was yesterday. How was that for y'all? Did y'all watch the Super Bowl? Super Bowl was yesterday. Me and babe got a flat tire on our way home, so I was up later than I wanted to. So forgive the brain fog this morning. But good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So I wanted to go ahead and dive into the topic of love today. It's a Valentine's Day, right? It's Valentine's Day. And, you know, there's mixed feelings about Valentine's Day sometimes. I don't know. Do you guys celebrate Valentine's Day all over the world? Or do you guys just celebrate? Is it just an American thing? I'm not sure. And the origin of Valentine's Day is really not the best. So we're going to stick to just today, the happy, the ignorant part of Valentine's Day, just to be 100% honest. And we're going to go from there. I see a comment, the what bowl, the Super Bowl. So here in America, with American football, Super Bowl is like the big highlight of the year. And the Super Bowl was last night. It's a big deal in America. People gather, we eat, they drink and all of that. So I was just wondering if you guys watch the Super Bowl too. So going back to love and the commercialization of love and things like that. So outside of that, right? So here in America, we celebrate Valentine's Day. Don't know if you guys do that all over. And people give balloons like we have here and teddy bears and all that stuff. So either people are against it or they like it. Either way, that's what we do on February 14th every year. But I wanted to peel back that side and not focus on commercial love, but really focus in on what love actually is. How can we pour more into it in ourselves? How can we give love each and every day to other beings? Because if we do follow, maybe possibly the Bible or whatever spiritual journey you're on, that love is a key ingredient to keeping us at peace, keeping us on the same page as the human beings, and keeps honor, love, and respect in any space that we're in. I want to talk about that. And then when I want to talk about the love you have between you and your creator, and how important that love and that bond is. But let's just go back and talk about the definition of love, because I love going back and talking about definitions on this podcast, because sometimes as human beings, we can inflate things a little bit without getting to the core of them. Or we use, like last week, we talked about the word respect. And then when we looked at the definition of respect, it's a feeling, it's not an action. So that was interesting. So I like to dive into definition. So let's look at the definition of love. Definition of love is an intense feeling or deep affection. And then it's a great intense, great interest and pleasure in something. So that's love. And then the Bible's version of love. And again, you don't believe, that's totally fine, but it's a lot of believers over here. So we're just going to read this, but this is the Bible's version of love, which I really love. But it says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, and is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrong. So that's what the Bible says that God has for us. That's the love that he has for us, and that's the love that he challenges us to have for one another. Love is patient. Oof. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered and keeps no record of wrong. That's a deep, very, very deep definition. And even in my personal life, I do not follow all of those laws of love, which is really, really interesting. So let's talk about love of self, right? When we talk about self-love, because self-love is such a heavy topic now, self-love is super, super important in my personal opinion. I think that each and every person has to incorporate self-love into their everyday life. And self-love is being commercialized and being put on, you know, the internet in a very healthy way, but it's more so like taking time out for yourself, bubble baths, having a certain routine. And although all of those things are self-love and should be done for yourself, right? You should take time for yourself. You should give yourself some pampered moments and all that great stuff. But let's go a little deeper than that. Self-love, and we talk about this all the time, it says love is patient. Are we patient with ourselves? You know, sometimes we have these high standards of what we want for ourselves and the lives that we want to live. And we can get so caught up in our dreams, desires, and goals, or maybe something that we want. We talk about this all the time. And do we have patience with ourselves? Do we practice patience in through a process of love, right? Self-love. Love is kind. Are we kind to ourselves? You know, we talk about all the time as being our own best friend. Do we show up for ourselves? Are we kind to ourselves? Do we envy others? No, that takes into account. Do we boast? Are we too proud? Do we dishonor ourselves or others? Do we seek? Are we self-seeking? Now, self-seeking is a very interesting word. Are we easily angered? Do we keep records of wrong? Being our own best friend, we talked about this before on another podcast, but when we make a mistake and we learn from our mistake, do we constantly beat ourselves up over the mistake that we've learned and we're trying to move on, we're trying to move forward? Good morning, Brianna. I think that that's very important when we talk about self-love is, do we constantly belittle ourselves? Because that's not self-love. According to the definition of love in the Bible, that's not it. So we want to make sure that we are pouring into ourselves each and every day in the proper way, loving on ourselves, making sure that we are showing up for ourselves each and every single day. Now, I want to ask you guys a few questions. I love what Shiamber said. Shiamber just said, love is patient and kind. This applies to yourself as well. We must be patient with others along with ourselves. Exactly. So how do we show up for ourselves every day? Let me know in the comments. What do you do to show and express love outside of doing things for yourself? Outside of the times we buy ourselves things or we buy maybe somebody else something, how do we show up for ourselves? Let me know. How do you make sure that you take care of yourself each and every day? That you're honoring yourself, that you're not disrespecting yourself, that you're being kind and patient with yourself. And then on the flip side, how do we give that grace to others? Because we live in a crazy world. And if you live in a city kind of like Atlanta, where every day is something new, every day is a test of your patience and love and kindness to other people, is a test to being courteous, respectful. Do we honor that by how we speak to each other on the internet? Because people are bold and they could be keyboard gangsters and say a whole lot of stuff that they wouldn't say to people's faces. So how do you show up? How do you show up for yourself, for others? Let me know down in the comments. I would really love to know. But self-love is something that we have to establish. Because if we don't establish self-love, if we don't establish that core foundation of who we are, what we stand for, what we're going to tolerate and not tolerate. And last week we talked about toxic friendships and family members. Setting healthy boundaries is also an act of self-love. That's an act of saying, you know what, here's my boundary. I'm not letting you cross it because I honor myself. I won't disrespect myself. And because I don't disrespect myself and I honor myself, I won't allow you to disrespect me and dishonor me. No matter who it is, no matter if it's a family member or friend, you know, how do you set those boundaries? How do you show up for yourself? It's key. It's super important because if you don't hold that boundary, nobody else will. It's like if somebody leaves their house messy, right? 9 times out of 10 people are going to come over and not really have too much respect for your house. They'll leave things everywhere. They'll just do whatever. They'll put the food in the microwave without covering it because they see you don't have those standards for yourself. Or if you're dating, you know, if you don't have standards for yourself, if you don't set those boundaries, people just do whatever. They're like, oh, this person has no self-respect. They don't care about themselves. I'm just going to treat them however. I'm going to talk to them however. But the people who set boundaries, people who, when you set boundaries, when you put your foot down and say, I won't tolerate this type of treatment and I will take this type of treatment only, then the respect comes. Then people say, okay, that person respects themselves. I have to respect them. Because when you have self-love and you respect yourself, nobody can enter your force field. Nobody can come into your inner circle. Nobody can try to throw hate or shade or anything on something you created because you've set that boundary for yourself and you've expressed that self-love. So let's go to the comments. Shiamber says, showing up for myself every day is talking to myself. I love that. And showing up for this live every morning to let myself know waking up with positivity and showing myself love because every live shows that. Thank you so much, Sheamber. You're so amazing. Brianna said, I'm still working on my self-love journey. And I love that because a self-love journey is never ending, you guys. It's just like the journey to success or the journey to your dream world. As soon as you reach one level, there's another obstacle, that's just life. It's not going to always be easy, but it's baby steps. It's doing one thing at a time. You know, for the self-love journey, for me, it started with going to therapy. You know what I mean? Because I had a trunk. Well, I wouldn't say I had a trunk of baggage. I had like a duffel bag. I had a duffel bag with baggage. And we talked about baggage, right? We talked about baggage being everybody has something. If you guys weren't on that live, everybody has something. Nobody is walking around this world and this planet without some sort of baggage, right? But as you work on yourself, you eliminate a lot of that baggage and you get it down to a little carry-on, a little rollerboard. Is the baggage that everybody, I think, should have. That's the max. Because everybody's going to have something. Nobody's going to just walk on the plane. Some people do with a little backpack, little purse, quick trip, right? They're going to have to get something on the other side of that. So we always have a little carry-on. But the minute that you go through life and you have your carry-on, you still have to reassess. You still have to take things out, wash those clothes, fold them, put them back. So everybody's going to have baggage. And as we go through life and as we work on ourselves, as we grow, as we gain new experiences and meet new people, the baggage is going to come in and out, but it's on us to work on it. So I started with therapy. So going to therapy was the first step to helping me unpack that baggage. Because if you notice patterns in your life, or you keep doing the same thing and making the same mistakes and getting the same results, then you're the common denominator. I had to tell myself, I'm the common denominator in this situation. I need to go figure this out. I need to see, why does this trigger me, or why do I make these mistakes, or why do I make these decisions? And we talked about this. A lot of it is rooted in our childhood. A lot of it is rooted in our childhood, and we have to peel back that onion and figure that out. So self-love for me started with just going to therapy. Then self-love can also be how you talk to yourself. You know, are you your own best friend? Do you belittle yourself? Do you berate yourself? Do you break yourself down when you make mistakes or you don't do something right? Because that's not love. You know, show up for yourself as you would show up for somebody else. And then self-love is also making sure that, like we said, setting boundaries, making sure that only certain people enter your atmosphere, into your bubble, and certain even programming and the things that we watch and we intake. Even the food, how we treat our bodies and exercise. I have not been doing great in that department. I'm not going to hold you. I'm not going to sit up here and lie. I have not been putting forth the effort to exercise like I should. So that's something I need to get back into my schedule, into my routine for that self-love, because we're planting seeds for the future. But I love that. And you're going to keep working on it and keep defining what that means for you, because everybody's version of self-love is different. You know, somebody's version of self-love could be that they went and got a new pair of shoes. Somebody else's version of self-love is that they read X, Y, and Z parts of the Bible, whatever it is for them. So self-love is definitely constantly going to change as you grow, as you become more self-aware. But I love that you're on your journey. And it's always going to be a journey. Just always know that it's a never ending journey of growth. And as soon as you get to one level, you're like, here's something else I got to work on. But don't discourage yourself from keep going and keep growing and keep elevating. I love that. So, hey, girl, how do you set boundaries? Do you have to be a spoken out person? No, you don't have to. Speak up for you. You don't have to be an outwardly spoken person, but you do have to communicate. I know that some people are very shy and can be timid, and they don't like to, we can't people please. As much as we want everybody to like us, and as much as we want to not ruffle feathers, and we want things to be peachy keen, and we want to be perfect at times, You have to speak up for yourself. So I wouldn't say you necessarily have to be an outspoken person, but you definitely have to be vocal about what you want and setting your standards and setting your boundaries for people. Because if you don't articulate yourself, if you don't tell somebody, this bothers me, when you do this, this bothers me, then how are they going to correct that action? They can't read our minds. You know, some people are oblivious to body language. Some people are oblivious to social cues. They're just in their own world and own bucket. And that's why we were reading the Four Agreements last week or the week before too, is because people tend to only be in their own world and in their own movie. So if you don't speak up, how are they supposed to know that that's something that bothers you? You know, they could have been with somebody else or experienced somebody else in a friendship and have no idea that that's a boundary for you, or that that bothers you because it didn't bother the other person, or that that's a standard of yours and it wasn't a standard for somebody else. So never assume people know. One of the things that it really bothers me when people say that person should just know, they should just, and we don't, people should in our minds, but how do we know? We don't know how they were raised. We don't know what type of environment they were in. We don't know other standards that people had around them. So I'm very empathetic. I give people a lot of grace because I understand how ignorant certain people can be to the outside world. Because some people are only consumed with their lives and only think about them and only see how they're affected. And they move and they're very selfish on how, what they do to others, what they say to others, how they interact with other people, because they only care about what's in their preview, in their world. So when you are coming across somebody who doesn't have boundaries or that crosses yours, you have to speak up for yourself and you have to say, you know what? I don't tolerate that type of behavior. I don't tolerate that type of speech. That's not going to work for me. That's however you want to articulate it, but you have to let them know. And once you let them know, that was the first warning. So then if they ever do it again, I told you that that was a problem for me. That was an issue. I do the three strikes, you're out type of method that normally works because people are human. They're going to make mistakes. Some people don't give three strikes. They'd be like, I told you one time, or I don't tell you at all, and they let you go. But I do the three strike method. I told you once, don't do it. You do it again, that's a warning. The next time you're no longer in my life, or I have to really distance myself from you because you don't know how to respect me. You don't know how to set boundaries. So you have to be vocal and stand up for yourself for sure. But you don't have to be this boisterous person, somebody who likes to talk in order to set boundaries. That's not true. But you have to be vocal and you have to know what's okay for you and what's not okay. And you have to be okay with people having different standards and different boundaries as well. So I hope that helped. Brianna says, it's a process and I'm getting there. Absolutely. And I'm so proud of you for starting the process, Brianna, because some people go through a life and never start it. And it shows. It shows in their actions. It shows how they carry themselves. It shows just in their day-to-day lives and their homes. And self-love is so important because if you don't give yourself love, who will? You know, you are the number one source. You and God are the number one source that we have to pull from in order to create the lives that we want, or just be on our purpose, on our journey to live life to its fullest. We have to set those boundaries and those tones, us and God. So I'm praying for you. I pray that it gets better and easier every day. And the more you do it, it's like a muscle. Like, it's like when you work out, when you go to the gym, the more you lift weights, the easier it gets. And then you have to pack on more weights. The more you assert yourself, the more self-love you give to yourself, the more respect, honor, and discipline you give to yourself, it gets easier. You know, when you practice speaking up for yourself and setting boundaries now, the easier it becomes. So one day it's just second nature. Don't do that. I don't tolerate that. I don't like none of that. It just gets easier in your own way, in your own unique way. But I'm proud of you and I'm happy for you, Brianna. Nana says, for me, it is to balance my personal and professional life. I work from home three times a week. And whenever I do, no matter what, I'm going to the gym first thing in the morning, even when I have an early meeting. That is discipline. I am proud of you, Nana. But even that's self-love, because you told yourself, look, this is my boundary. This is what I want to do. And this is how I'm going to make it happen. I love that. Happy Valentine's Day, Grand Rising Angel. Thank you. But I love that. You guys are definitely moving forward in your self-love journey. Good morning, Lacey. Happy Valentine's Day. Now let's talk about love with others. Let's talk about romantic love and possibly love with family members and things like that. So I want you guys to know that you are worthy of love. if you're with somebody or not with somebody, you're worthy of the type of love that makes you feel comfortable, the type of love that makes you feel confident. You are worthy of the type of love that has respect and boundaries and honor behind that. Somebody who cherishes you and loves you. And it can't be, I don't know how I feel about the word unconditional love. I do believe that all love has conditions. I believe that the only time you truly experience unconditional love is through the love of God and through the love of children. Like if you have children or your parents, I feel like that's unconditional love, because a part of me really does feel like there should be conditions on romantic love. And let me explain that. So what I mean by that is, if you are being disrespected, that person should not have access to you anymore. If you are not being honored, loved properly, the way that you feel that you should be, the way, if you do not feel secure and significant in that space, in that situation, there should be conditions on that love. I do not believe romantic love should be unconditional. Now, should you love openly, in my personal opinion? Of course. Should you love, maybe not freely, but I do believe that there should be standards and there should be boundaries, even on romantic love, because it can come and go. Let's just keep a buck. Like, people get married and they don't stay married. People are in relationships and they don't stay in relationships. And I hate to be pessimistic about that, but I feel like sometimes that's where people can lose their self-love, when they don't have boundaries and standards on romantic love. But it starts with self. It starts with definitely having that for you, because when you have it for yourself, it's easy to spot people that won't give it to you, or it's easy to spot people that don't have those standards for themselves, or don't have boundaries, or don't honor and respect your boundaries. And when you know that you're worth it, you know that you're worthy of being treated well, when you know you're worthy of love, because you are, when you know you're worthy of being handled a certain way, handled with honor, respect, care, especially women, we're sensitive beings. We need to be handled with care, not frivolously, not disrespectful, not, you know, carelessly, not, we're delicate beings. And we should be handled a certain way. So at any time you're in a situation where that's not the case, it's time to reevaluate that situation. Because if somebody won't love you properly, there will be somebody else who will. And that's just on everything. It's on Mary Had a Little Lamb, all her sheep, and all of that. But it's very important to ensure that we are setting boundaries in romantic love as well. Because nobody wants a doormat. Nobody, even us women, we don't want doormats. We don't want anybody who is just going to come in and let us do whatever. So why would we allow that, just to have somebody in our space, just to say somebody loves us, or that we say that we love them? Absolutely not. We have to have boundaries on romantic love and make sure that we're putting our self-love first. You have to put your life vest on first. You have to save you first. So yes, there will be times where, you know, in a romantic relationship, you'll compromise, or maybe even put your significant other first in a certain sense, right? Maybe you guys are having a disagreement and it's just not, there's no point to continue arguing. It's just like, okay, yeah, whatever, cool. I agree, disagree, or you went, whatever the case may be, right? But we never compromise on the real love, the honor, the respect, the loyalty, and loyalty in whatever way you see fit. A lot of people ask, well, what's cheating, right? To me, cheating is anything that you can't do in front of my face is technically cheating, in my personal opinion. But what is that to you? You know, don't let anybody determine what your boundary should be and what's okay for you and what's not okay for you. You have to understand that, know that. I'm going to go back to the comments today because you guys are loading them up and I love it. And keep the comments coming. I am going to talk and have an intensive today. So Brianna says, while I'm working on my self-love journey, I've learned not to waste time on guys that aren't interested in me or notice me. It's easier for me now. Absolutely. You should not be chasing nobody. Nobody. Somebody who wants you is going to make that clear and concise. If there's somebody who's wishy-washy about you, or somebody who is not giving you the time and that you feel that you deserve, or doesn't make you feel secure, next. next, just like people. You know, sometimes we're so quick to cut off friends and we're so quick to cut off family members, but we don't cut off the people who have access to us the most. And a lot of times that's in romantic relationships. We'll take anything. And that's not fair. It's not right for yourself. That's not good for yourself. It's not good to yourself. You know, we're not pick me. You're not a pick me woman. We're not pick me women. You know, we choose who we allow into our space. We choose who we allow into our world. You know, we have that undivided power to say you can stay or you have to go. And it's just that simple. And like, who just said that? Brianna said that. Just keep practicing that, and it becomes easier and easier and easier every single time. We have to set those boundaries. We have to set those standards. Brianna says, however, when it comes to guys that are interested in me, they say give those guys a chance. The issue is it's not that simple. Okay, let's talk about that real quick while we're talking about Valentine's Day. Yes, there will be people who you like that won't like you. And there will be people that like you that you won't like. I heard this in what video did I hear? I heard this on YouTube somewhere. Both parties should be equally as thirsty for each other. No one person should just be all into one other than the other. Like, you shouldn't be all into him and he's not giving you the time of day, and he shouldn't be all into you and you're not interested. Those men just aren't for you. And of course they're going to want you, Brianna, because you're a woman. You're beautiful. I can tell by your spirit, you're just a kind, dope woman. Men can spot the good women. You know, they can see you from a mile away. And especially when they get to know you and they have a conversation with you and they know that you're different and you're a different breed, you have class and respect for yourself, you're going to attract men. And it's, you don't have to choose the men that like you if you don't like them back. Like, it's not a let's sort through the pile and just see no, like, you pick the man that works for you. You pick the man that aligns with you, and you just keep going until he shows himself. You keep pouring into yourself. You keep, you know, working out, you keep handling your money and your business, and you keep working. And then one day it'll just be a natural exchange and a natural interaction, and it will make sense. Both parties will be equally into each other. And then there will be no guessing about that individual. He'll make it clear. What we doing? I want you. I like you. I want to spend more time with you. I want to be around you. It will be apparent. And you'll also want that. You should not be with anybody who wants to be around you and has that energy for you. And you like, that's settling. We don't have time for that. No settling. You get what you want. But that is an issue. And that's an issue for some men too. A lot of the times is we not wanting who wants us. And I think that that's okay. You should be with somebody that you also enjoy and you also like. Living with Kay said, this is so good. Oh, I'm happy you're enjoying it. Living with Kay. We do this every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern time. Brianna says, also, I've been told that I'm not interested in this guy and then I don't waste my time. If I'm not interested in it, yeah, don't waste your time. You shouldn't waste your time with people you are not interested in, that you're not attracted to, because I'm gonna tell you something. A man is not going to waste his time with a woman he's not attracted to. He's not. Men go after women they want, whether they have a lot of money, whether they ugly, it doesn't matter. If they want you, they're gonna come after you. So men go after the women that they want. So just because they want you does not mean you're a woman. You're going to be wanted. That's natural, but you're not for everybody, and you don't want, and everybody isn't for you. So you hold out until you find somebody you're equally attracted to and you're equally interested in, and it'll just feel natural. It'll just come and it'll just be what it is. You know, it'll be an equal balance of energy, if that makes any sense. It really will. Just hang tight, Brianna, I promise. And then Brianna says, either way, it's tough, but I got to work on myself regardless, period. You already know. Look, Brianna, I already know what it is. Purple Love says, I'm an introvert, so I can really see myself not being clingy in a relationship. I'll wait on my time. And you don't have to be. It depends on the day. You know, it's okay to be clingy. I feel like it's okay to be vulnerable. And that's something that we really have to work on, I think, as women, especially independent women, ones that had to work hard, that we didn't grow up with fathers, that we had to make it out of whatever situation we came from, going to college, putting ourselves through college, working, getting our careers. All of that can sometimes build up walls, at least for me. I can speak for myself. Going through all of that, being disappointed, not having my dad around, I had this narrative in my mind that men always walk away or men always leave. So I never let them get too close. You know, I would always break up with them. First, I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. Or you're going to leave anyway was the narrative that I had. So I would treat people like that. Treat people just like they're disposable, have very not loving actions towards people and men. Well, men, I can't say people, men. And what I noticed was in going through therapy, I realized I was very guarded. I had a huge wall up. I was not able to be vulnerable. I couldn't even say how I loved men at one point. And so I had to go through therapy. I got a relationship coach. I had to figure it out because I was attracting great guys, but I wasn't, there was something missing. There was something that was off with me and I had to figure that out. So what I will say is definitely have those boundaries, but we have to practice being vulnerable and know everybody shouldn't get that, that from you all the time, but it's very hard to have a healthy romantic relationship without vulnerability, without being able to open up, without being able to articulate your feelings and your emotions and cry in front of somebody. I had this one time I was dating this guy years and years and years ago. And I remember I started crying about a situation in front of him and he walked out of the room, y'all. He walked out of the room. He no longer made me feel emotionally safe. I can laugh about it now. I was pissed back then, okay? But he did not make me feel emotionally safe. And that was a non-negotiable for me moving forward is I needed somebody who made me feel emotionally safe because I'm a woman. I want to be vulnerable. I deserve that, right? And so do you. And so you should only be vulnerable around people that make you feel comfortable. But in order for us to be vulnerable or know how, we have to practice that, especially when you've practiced keeping people away. If you practice putting up walls, if you practice not trusting people for all these years, then that is something that you definitely have to work on is breaking down those barriers, being able to be vulnerable and deciphering who is okay to be vulnerable with and not. Very, very important. Let's see. Okay. So Ethereal says, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Ethereal. No problem. I understand y'all got lives too. I know y'all got work. Y'all got gym time. I just appreciate y'all showing up and being here. Alt123 says, what about long-term relationships? Some days I have no feelings for my partner and he doesn't seem to have much care or try for me either. Knowing people are imperfect, how do you know, is it right? Ooh, only you will know that. And unfortunately, I don't have too much advice for super long-term relationships. What I can say is just have an open conversation with your partner and just say, hey, I feel like something's going on. We don't really have the spark. Do we need to go to therapy and counseling? Because if you've been in a long-term relationship, that means that it's definitely probably, I'm just assuming, rooted in love. I'm hoping that you guys have a great solid foundation for whatever it is. And just getting advice from older people and that have been in marriages for 30 years, it's not always peachy. It's not always full of love and life. You go through ebbs and flows in relationships, especially long-term ones. So I would just get to the root of it. Try to possibly maybe go to therapy, sit down and talk and just have an open dialogue and then just see if there's anything there. I'm not telling you, I will never tell anybody to leave anybody, but if the relationship isn't serving you how you feel you should be served, I think that's a conversation to be had and just see what happens. See if they're missing something. See if you're missing something. Maybe date nights, maybe incorporating some more you and him time. I don't know if you guys have children or how long you guys have been in a relationship, but when life gets involved, from what I hear, again, this is just speculation because my long-term relationships are still being tested right now, just being honest. But what I can say is from what I'm told, they go through ebbs and flows. So just try to get to the root of it. Try to have a one-on-one conversation and see what the issue is. See if it's something that can be fixed and see, or just see if the relationship no longer serves either one of you and figure out what you guys can do to move forward next. But if you want to be in the situation, if you want to be in the relationship, I'd say fight for it. I would say try to maybe spice it up, get some more life back into it. But I'm sure that you guys still care about each other. But how long have you guys been together? But I would really say therapy would probably be the best fit. So you have a mediator to figure out what's going on and to see if it can be salvaged. It's just my advice. Again, I have not been in long-term relationships like that. Like I said, I had some issues to deal with in my past. So we'll see how this one goes. But I hope that helped. Again, you guys, I do not know everything. I'm just going to give you guys what I know, and hopefully it helps. But definitely try that and let me know. Purple Love says, my father passed away in 2009 when I was 17. I am so sorry to hear about that, Purple Love. Brianna says, I did my time being too clingy in the past. Being single for a long time made me not too clingy and not clingy at all anymore. There's a great book that I want to actually bring to the podcast. I was going to do it this week and I might still do it. It's called Attached. So if you find yourself being too clingy or too dismissive in a relationship, read the book Attached. And what the book talks about is it talks about attachment styles and romantic relationships. If we tend to be too clingy or too, it causes us too anxious, like anxious attached, then there's most of the time childhood trauma attached to that or things that are missing. And if we are what they call attached avoidant or avoidancy attached, that means that we're running from something. So it's a really, really good book called Attached. I'll read some of it, incorporate it. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But it's a really, really, really good book that I think that you guys should get if you are single, if you're working on your relationships. Understanding your relationship attachment style is key, so you know if you have something going on or not, or something that you can work on. I love you guys are awesome. Thank you, Brianna. Brianna says it's the second day of the week, so I am good. Tay said, I'm glad to be on this live. Thank you so much. You guys have been together 5 years. You guys are still pretty, from the world's point of view, fresh in that relationship. There's so many questions. I'm not a therapist, so I don't want to get too much into your business, but she says that he doesn't want to go to therapy. I think he has depression, so we need to work through it. Oh, I'm going to be praying for y'all, but that's normal. It's something that he's going to have to go through and figure out for himself. I'm not giving you advice on this. This is just my outside looking in. Okay. So take this with a grain of salt. But normally when people go through depression, it's something that we can be there for, but we cannot fix personally. So if he doesn't want to seek therapy, that may be very challenging. So I would maybe recommend some books or figure out, maybe talk to some other men, maybe a friend that you trust that won't, you know, babble, or talk to him through it. But he has to work through that himself. Unfortunately, we can't fix people. We're not doctors. We're not in the midst of fixing. And it happens. And I wish I could give you better advice on that. I haven't been through that. But I do know when people are depressed and they're going through it, they have to work through that. There's nothing that we can't physically make them do. As much as we could want something for somebody, we can't make them do it. So I pray that something good comes out of it. I pray that you guys get through this rough patch, and I pray that he does get help in some sort of way, whatever is comfortable for him or best for him. Unfortunately, I don't have too much advice. I haven't been through that personally. I'm sorry that you're going through that. I know that that's hard, but things don't last forever. You know, bad times do not last forever. So there should be some light at the end of the tunnel. But if it's depression, then I feel like that can be worked through. So I'm praying for you guys. I hope that you guys stick it out and work it out and do what's best for you. So I hope that helped. I'm sorry. I don't know everything. I don't know everything for sure. So Purple Love says, Brianna, I'm more concerned about getting my career and life stable. At this point, I'd rather have a good paying job than have a boyfriend. So I guess that's why it's easier for me to be content. And everybody, y'all got to do what's best for you. So I love that, Purple Love. No problem. Alt 1, 2, 3. Purple Love. So I guess that's why it's easier for me to be content being single. I think everybody should definitely be content being single. Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. But I love that. I think that's important for everybody to be content in their single days, because having a partner does not guarantee happiness. Having a partner does not guarantee that your life is going to be easier. It actually, you know, adds on more to it, to be honest, because now you're thinking about somebody else. Now that you have somebody else in your space, there's more work to be done. You know, you're constantly considering somebody else. So in your singleness, and when you only have to think about yourself and you only have you to focus on, live your best life and do exactly what you want to do. Because when you add somebody in there, it is more to think about. There are more things to really that you put into your life, to be 100% honest. Who is the author of the book? Let me get it for you. But the book is called Attached. I have it upstairs. It's really, really good. It talks about attachment styles, and it's attached the science of, what is this called? It's called The New Science of Adult Attachments and How It Can Help You Find and Keep Love. The book is called Attached by Amir Levine and Rachel S.F. Heller. Really, really good book. It's a great book. So it says a practical relationship book that promises to help you find and keep love by understanding the science of adult attachment. We now know that the desire to become attached to a partner is a natural human drive, not a weak attribute of clingy females, as some may argue. And that's another thing that I really like about the book. It teaches you that being clingy is what we call it in our society, is not necessarily a negative thing. And it teaches you about your attachment styles. And it teaches you that being vulnerable in that way is totally okay. So I really recommend that book to anybody who hasn't read it. It's called Attached. And we'll be talking about it here in our podcast very, very soon. So go ahead and grab the book if you want to, or it will be entered into the giveaway. All you have to do is subscribe, go on my Instagram, follow me on Instagram, click the link in my bio to fill it out, and then boom, you'll be entered in the giveaways. But we are going to talk about that book because I feel like that attachment, knowing your attachment style and understanding them is very, very, very important. So Lacey said, I've walked in the shoes of trying to be there for somebody who suffered from depression, thinking that that was what I was supposed to do. And I ended up drained and depressed myself. I'm just going to leave that there, Lacey. I'm just going to leave that there. That was deep. Do you mentor older women? I am old, but I still have need help. No, I do mentor anyone that wants help or needs a little one-on-one time. It does not matter your age, but I will be honest with things that I can give advice on and things that I can't. There are certain things that I haven't experienced yet. Like I haven't experienced children, I haven't experienced marriage, and I haven't experienced a long, long-term relationship. So I don't give advice in certain areas or speak onto things that I don't know about. I can give you resources and I can help and pinpoint you in the right direction. But I will, it does not matter your age. I will help anybody who needs help, but I will be very honest with the advice I give and the resources and the books and things that I recommend. I am not a therapist. I am, and also not a doctor, just putting that out there, just being 100% honest. Big Meech says, men always distract me, so I'm trying to work on that. Men can be a distraction, but you have to put yourself first. Even in a relationship, you have to put yourself first. And what I mean is your desires have to come first, because if you don't focus on yourself, if you don't do what needs to be done for you, and we're constantly only pouring into the other person, we're always going to be number two. We're always going to be set back. We're never going to be where we need to be for ourselves. So no matter what, we have to put ourselves first. And it doesn't mean being selfish. It doesn't mean that we can't think about our partners or incorporate them in our lives. But if we don't take care of us, who's going to take care of us? They'll be taken care of 10 times over because they'll take care of themselves on top of us taking care of them. And then where does that leave us? Drained, used up, not doing what is needed for us to thrive. So we have to put ourselves first for sure. And if you're distracted, I get it. But the right person will not distract you. They'll end up helping you or making your life better. And then we just have to focus on saying no, putting ourselves first, putting our needs above others at times. Not all the time, but at times. Purple Love says, I'm working on creating a life that I want to have hobbies, getting my finance together, changing habits, and enjoying more of my life before thinking about a guy. I love that. But don't hold yourself too hostage to love, but do what works for you. Do what works for you. I love that. Oh, buenos dias. I appreciate it. I love Spanish. Buenos dias. I need to get the book attached. No, it's a really, really good book. If you're having a hard time, if you feel like you're clingy, or maybe you are super guarded and not vulnerable, or you maybe possibly deal with men who they like you in the beginning and then they end up treating you really bad in the back end. That book talks about that. It talks about a lot of attachment styles in relationships. So I think that it's a really, really good book that we should definitely incorporate in our broadcast. Girl, I've been there and I don't want to have those distractions anymore either. It can be distracting, y'all. But let's talk about, so we've talked about romantic relationships. Before we get out of here, you guys load up the comments. If you guys have any comments, let's talk about our relationship with God and our love with God and how that relationship is first and foremost on top of everything, on top of romantic, the ones we have with ourselves. I feel like the relationship with God is super, super, super important. And it's something that we have to cultivate, that we have to nurture, that we have to water each and every day, no matter who you feel your creator is. I feel like that relationship is so important because when we can't go on, when we feel like we have so much on our plates, when we have so much to bear, that's where the depression comes in. That's where the anxiety comes in. And our relationship can often be one-sided with him because maybe we only pray when we need things. Maybe we only talk about things when we need and when we're lacking, or we don't pray when we're good. You know, we don't have our relationship with God when we're doing well. We only come to him when we need something. But just cultivating that relationship and talking to him constantly and praying constantly. And for some of you, reading your Bible and just getting into understanding the relationship more. And I feel like when this relationship is aligned, you make the best decisions for yourself. You get better discernment. Ladies, we can feel in our gut when somebody is truly right for us and when they're not. We have, it kind of takes the blinders off of life in a different way than if we go through life by ourselves, of when we go through life just making our own decisions and not consulting God and not saying, hey, is this situation right for me? Or knowing, like, should I press forward and move forward in this direction? Should I get this job? Or can I need help and strength through this time? And I was listening to, y'all know I love me some Uncle Steve. Thank you. You know, I love me some Uncle Steve. And this morning I was listening to one of his, one of the little compilations they put on YouTube. And one of the things that he said in his speech was, you know, don't ask God for things to be easier because, you know, when you elevate, new level, new devil. We talk about that all the time here, new level, new devil. So when you elevate, there's going to be other obstacles. When you make more money, there's going to be something else on the other side of that. Not to deter you from going after your goals, not to deter you from getting your life together, getting your head on straight, all of these things, not to deter you from that, right? But to say that there's never a complete euphoria where we're free from problems. We're not going to have a problem-free life. He didn't promise us that. But what he did promise is that he'd be there in the midst of. So we don't want to pray on things to be easier. That's why I'm going to switch up our prayers, because I would always pray to, like, remove obstacles and to help you guys get through your day with ease. No, I'm going to stop saying that, because the problems are there to shape us, make us better, make us more aware, possibly show us that we're going either in the wrong direction or the right direction, whatever the case may be, but to have strength and discernment to get through that. You know, I talk about this all the time, praying for things that we cannot buy in the store, praying for patience, you know, in the midst of this, praying for more self-love, praying for more self-assuredness and awareness, just praying that you're making the right decisions and that you're on the right path and that you're following your purpose, praying for purpose, just really having that connection. Because when you have that connection with him, you'll feel when things are right and wrong. You'll feel when you should make a move and when you shouldn't. You'll feel when you should stick with something and when you should let something go. Having that connection and that relationship, I really feel heightens your sense of knowing and heightens your sense of being aware. You know, you'll have a good sense of people. And we talked about friends and boundaries and knowing toxic friendships. You'll have so much more discernment with who should be in your life and who shouldn't, and when to move on and when to stay. Prayer changes things, you guys. Prayer changes things. So I pray that you guys get more discernment and strength to go through these obstacles, you know, in the midst of being single or being in a relationship or trying to figure it out. Because nobody knows everything, you know, including me. I always tell that. I always tell y'all, I do not know everything. I don't. And I will never claim that I do. But I pray for you guys to just armor up and God just pours into you and that you have that relationship with him. Because when you have that relationship with God, life just, it just flows different. And to some people, they feel like they can make it without him. That's cool. I can't. And I challenge you, if you've tried living your life without God, if you've tried not, you know, doing everything yourself, let him lighten your load. That's what he's there for. He's our father, right? Or if that's the pronoun you give it, he's our father. He's supposed to alleviate our pain and our stress. You know, but he will not step in if we do not ask him to. He will not step in if we don't talk to him. He will not step in. He gives us free will. So if we want him in our lives, we have to cultivate that relationship. We have to show up for him like we expect our friends to show up. We have to pour into that relationship. It's a two-way street. Remember, we talked about that last week with friendships. It's a two-way street. It has to be a two-way street, because if we don't show up and walk that street, he won't walk it with us, because he can't. We have to invite him in. We have to allow. We have to say, hey, I want you here. I need you here. I want to talk to you. He won't start the conversation without it. He'll always be there. He'll always be there, but it's a free flowing relationship. So always keep that in mind. Okay. Thank you so much. I am. Hopefully we get there soon, because it's been a long time to 100K. I've been almost 2 years, almost being 100K. So hopefully we get there soon. Yes, daily conversations with God are everything. I don't make any decisions without him anymore. I found so much trust and peace in him. Absolutely. I pray for strength to get through this season. And you will, you guys. Seasons do not last forever. Always remember that. In the midst of us going through hard times, depression, anxiety, bad situations, you know, parts of our relationships that we despise, nothing lasts forever. Nothing lasts forever. And sometimes it's darkest before the dawn. So just know that anything that you're going through right now is to strengthen you, is to make you stronger, is to get you to the other side. You're learning. Find the lessons in this. Make sure that you're not repeating the same mistakes. Find those lessons, okay? Because that's what's going to help you get through the season. I never pray the burden away, because there's always a lesson or character building that happens in the particular season. Absolutely, Sherelle. Absolutely. Happy Valentine's Day from Uganda to you, Brittany. Oh, thank you guys. So happy Valentine's Day. I really appreciate you guys being here. Thank you so much. Hope you guys enjoyed and got something out of this conversation when we talked about love of self, love of others, and love with our God, our higher power, our maker, our creator. So I pray that you guys have a beautiful and wonderful day and start to your week. And I pray that you guys strengthen your relationship with yourselves, God, and all the above. And I will see you guys tomorrow. And congratulations, She Amber, for winning today's book. I know I didn't announce it on Friday, so I announced it today. So She Amber, DM me and your book will be on the way. I pray that you guys have a beautiful and blessed day, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, you guys.